Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. A recent study published in the Spine Journal confirmed what the chiropractic profession has known for more than a century. The study found that acute low back pain patients demonstrated significantly greater improvement with the chiropractic care than the usual care they received from a family physician. After 16 weeks of care, patients referred to medical doctors saw almost no improvement in their disability scores, were likely to still be taking pain drugs, and saw no benefit with added physical therapy, and yet were unlikely to be referred to a doctor of chiropractic. On the other hand, patients who were treated by a chiropractor had significantly better back-specific functioning scores and were most likely not on any medications. And for this next story, we look at the real skinny on fat. Are you confused about which fats are good or bad for you, or how much is too much or not enough, and the whole cholesterol issue? After reading articles by experts in the field who thought that cholesterol was a red herring and not the real cause of heart problems, Dr. Bruce Eichelberger recently spent some time analyzing the numbers associated with cholesterol studies and found some interesting statistics. There are no studies proving that saturated fat causes heart disease. That's zero, nada, zip. Among those people who have heart attacks, at least half have normal or low cholesterol. In fact, even those with low cholesterol frequently have plaque-filled arteries. In other words, low cholesterol doesn't prevent plaque forming in arteries. Consumption of vegetable oils greatly increased in the mid-1900s. During the same time period, people were eating less animal fat. The interesting thing about this time period is that heart disease rates went up dramatically. You have to wonder if that is a coincidence or not. Dr. Bruce's advice? Discover exactly what foods are right for your metabolic type. And when I come back, something to think about when you're exercising this summer and the amazing power of purple foods.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
During the hot months of summer, heat stroke, a potentially deadly consequence of exercising strenuously in the heat, is something that everyone should be aware of. As a person exercises in the heat, blood gets diverted to the surface of the skin for cooling. The hotter the person gets, the more blood is diverted. As much as 25% of the body's blood can end up going to the skin instead of the exercising muscles and organs. The result can be heat exhaustion, where the person may collapse, unable to continue exercising, or the much more serious heat stroke characterized by delirium or coma. The first thing that should be done is to immediately cool the person with an ice bath, cold water, or cold towels. Knowing how serious heat stroke can be, your best option is to avoid it. Stay hydrated and take measures to stay cool when exercising in the heat. And for our last story, lots of reasons to enjoy some berries this summer. Two new studies have shown that berries improved brain performance in subjects aged 18 to 80 years old. Research indicates that the powerful antioxidants called flavanols found in berries, grapes, cocoa, and some other colorful plant foods enhance people's everyday mental performance. The flavanols act not only as antioxidants, but interact directly with the brain cells at a molecular level. The research suggests flavanols improve memory by activating signaling pathways in the hippocampus, a key part of the brain when it comes to learning and memory. The flavanols in berries also increase the flow of blood and oxygen to the brain. So this summer, our recommendation is get Berrylicious. And that's the Health News podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.